Welcome to the Peace Apostolic Ministries podcast. For more information about Peace or other resources from John Alley, visit peace.org.au. If you would like to contribute financially to this ministry, you can do so at our website, peace.org.au/give, or use the donate button in our app. Thanks for joining with us today. We hope you enjoy the following message.
Just for a couple of minutes, I'd like to stimulate or stir or challenge your hearts and your thoughts. Authority, apostolic authority, exploration. I want to just give you a couple of scriptures. I'm not going to read them. I'm just going to refer to them. Then I'm going to suggest something to you and tell your story. I believe that everything is subject to God, that there is a divine order. And when God speaks, it is already established, but we yet have to perhaps walk in it. I was in Myanmar, I was preparing for some lectures in a school, and one of the verses John used to use frequently was Acts 3:21, which basically in the sermon, Peter is saying, Christ must remain in heaven until God has restored all things. And suddenly I'm thinking, well, the context is actually before the church has really been established, so what are all things? And so I started contemplating that. And on another occasion, I was reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 19. And the Apostle Paul says that all creation, hear that? All creation is waiting for the sons of God to be manifest. Now, we were talking about sonship, and I'm thinking, whoa, I mean, is creation just waiting for us to get up off our backsides? But in Acts 3:21, I'm thinking, well, what were all things? Well, all things before that point of time takes us right back to the beginning when God created, when God spoke and established, and he says, I give dominion over everything. And so I'm thinking, well, in the New Testament, creation is waiting for the sons of man to be manifest, sons of God to be manifest. And God's intention, his divine plan, was that man should be having dominion. But in the New Testament, we have a divine order where apostles, God says, in the church first, he placed apostles. So here there is a divine order established. And I'm thinking, and those who know me a little bit over the years, one of my pet subjects is we're all on a journey. We're all headed somewhere in our spiritual experience, and in that we're learning things, but there also has to be the application. So here's my story. A few years ago, Judy and I were on a cruise with some friends, and we're having a really nice time, and we're heading back towards Brisbane. And we're 2 days out, and the captain comes on and says this, folks, we've just had notification that there's a really bad weather pattern coming across from Western Australia. The winds are going to be quite high. As a result of this, when we come into the Brisbane River, we won't be able to turn around, so we're going to dock at the Wheat dock. Anyway, I'm thinking about this, and breakfast the next morning, there was a guy who has been in the Australian Navy for years, and he started talking about what strong winds produce, like large waves and ships going very much up and down and accompanied by nausea and all sorts of ugly things that happen. And so they started to put all the sick bags at the end of every staircase. And I'm thinking, oh, I don't like the look of this. Then this little thought, you always have had this, you may not notice it, the Spirit of God whispers to you. Why don't you go up on deck and rebuke that weather pattern? Right. Me? See the perception, what Bob was talking about. an ocean liner, weather pattern, David. So I sort of pondered this. And then it came to my mind, what have you got to lose? If you go to bed and you go to sleep and you don't do anything, then the big waves come and everyone's vomiting and it's a great time. So no, I thought, I have nothing to lose here and everything to gain. But I didn't really want to share it with anyone else because they might have thought I was a bit silly. But anyway, I went up onto deck. It was probably 10 o'clock at night, and I went right up to the front of the ship. So we were facing back towards Brisbane. And I just started to speak into the realm of the spirit and command that weather pattern to either slow, and commanded it not to affect our sailing into Brisbane. And I went down and I went to bed. But you got that niggling thought in the back of your mind, I wonder if this will really do anything. Anyway, I went to bed. Anyway, I woke up and it was pitch black. But the ship's really calm. So I looked out the porthole and we're in the Brisbane River. There should be lots of cheering there. There was no sick. There was no... And I thought, thank you, Lord. But the issue is that every single person here has been given authority. But you have to exercise it. And there'll be times when you think, I can't do that. And so you don't. And so nothing happens. But if you did and you just stepped out and we started to align our beliefs and our authority under the apostolic authority, I believe our cities, our governments, our nation would change. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Bob.